The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen again anytime, 24/7. Visit our podcast page at LarryMarino.com. Sunday morning, newsmakers, AM 870, The Answer.
My guest is Joel Fox. He is the editor of Fox and Hounds Daily, and he joins us to talk about some of the stories in the news this past week. Joel, good to talk with you again.
Hey, it's always great talking with you, Larry. Thanks for inviting me back.
Let's first start with Jackie Lacey and some potentially evaporating endorsements and the pressure there. Walk us into this story. You've been writing about this. She is going for DA, running for re-election, and she had some endorsements, but some of those may be dropping off.
In fact, over the weekend, Adam Schiff, the congressman from Burbank, pulled his endorsement from Lacey. We've also heard Mayor Eric Garcetti say that maybe there needs to be a change in the DA's office. So some of the early endorsers of Jackie Lacey, knee-jerk endorsements probably when they thought that she was going to easily be reelected, have decided in this new environment of protests that maybe they're going to look at the more progressive challenger Lacey has, George Gascon, who is the former DA out of San Francisco, who has challenged her. Now, Lacey handily won the primary, but she got 48% of the vote. If she got 50% plus one, she would be reelected. That would be over. But now she has to face the number two person, Gascon, and he stands for a more progressive approach to the district attorney's office, and something that's more in line with some of the protesters who want to, quote-unquote, defund the police are talking about. And obviously, Mr. Schiff and Mr. Garcetti wanted to jump in front of that parade. Whether that's going to be the final word, we'll see, because I believe that there's going to be a big battle coming up between the folks who want to defund the police and those who want to defend the police.
Yeah, it does seem like kind of a battle line there. For those who want to see people's lives protected, the idea that you would call 911 and there might not be an operator there to take the call or patrol units to come out because we've taken funding away, that doesn't sound very satisfactory.
But at what point do you actually need a sworn officer of the law to support something that turns ugly? I absolutely agree with you, Larry, that the issue of public safety is going to, I think, ultimately prevail in this debate. Because people need public safety. It's the first civil right we have is, that we should be have public safety. And but does that mean that there's no room for reform? Not at all. There is room for reform. There is room for doing things. Heck, we ask the police to do too much, in my estimation. If we can come up with a plan that allows for people to deal with those who have mental health problems, to deal with people who have issues with drugs where the police don't have to be involved, all the better.
There's another story that you've been writing about this week. It's a controversy over the governor's new regulation that we all wear masks in public and those who may not want to enforce that. And some of the law agencies have announced that they're not going to ticket somebody if they don't wear a mask. But if you don't have teeth in a program, what enforces it? So take us into this story.
Well, it really is an extension of what we were just talking about, Larry, because when you think about it, say someone walks into an business establishment that has a sign on the door that says, according to the governor's edict, you have to wear a mask in here, and the patron has no mask on. Who do you call? How do you settle it? And if the store proprietor says you have to leave and the patron says, no way, I'm not leaving, then what do you do? Okay, there's an opportunity here to see if a call went to a social service agency and someone came down from the agency and said, look, health reasons, you have to wear a mask, this is the reasons for police put it on, and they can resolve it. That's fine. What happens if the patron says, forget you, I'm just like I told the proprietor of the business, I'm not wearing a mask and I have every right to be here. And the public official who came down from Social Services doesn't have the authority to make an arrest, doesn't have the authority to put any kind of punishment and enforcement behind the edict. The thing that some of the public destruction that we see going on, pulling down the statues. You know, let's have a debate over the statues. I've written about that, too. I asked, where do we draw the line? Do you draw the line with the former Confederate generals, or do you draw the line with Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the words, "All men are created equal," which is the touchstone and the basis for a lot of the protesters? That's what they're trying to reach as a goal, that everybody is equal. I mean, where do you draw the line? But should these people who destroy the public property, there doesn't seem to be anything happening to them. A debate's fine, but destruction of public property seems to cross a line to me, yet nothing is happening. And I think that frustrates law enforcement.
Well, and then you have even the president saying that there should be some jail sentence for those who destroy those monuments and pull them down. And then you ask the question, how much is, you know, 1 year, 6 years, and it goes down that lesson. And then you've got this whole redemptive philosophy out there that we're trying not to leave people with records that keep them from getting employment. Joel Fox, editor, foxandhoundsdaily.com, where he writes prolifically, and there's a lot to read. Again, Joel, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Melanie Morgan is the co-founder of Move America Forward. She joins us as we are underway on our drive to send care packages to our troops for 4th of July, 833, the number 2 troops, or am870theanswer.com. Melanie, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, considering that this is the month that we normally are in a flurry of activity, Larry. And what I mean by that is we're usually getting ready to jump on a jet to head to Florida to begin our live broadcast called Troopathon. And Troopathon actually is our major fundraiser for the year, but you know what happened with coronavirus, and so we're not going anywhere. And that's why I need your help, and I need the help of all of your radio audience to help us just kind of stay afloat during this very troubled time.
Well, we've got brave men and women overseas right now who are on extended stays because of coronavirus. Their time in service has been delayed to come home. Tell us about the need. Tell us about why it is that our listeners, if they step up right now, can really make a difference.
Well, we can bring it closer to home, to right here in California. As some of your folks know, our operations center is located near Travis Air Force Base in Sacramento. And just at the beginning of the pandemic, we received a direct request to help lift the morale of over 1,000 troops who are quarantined at Travis after being deployed to perform some repairs on aircraft carriers, as well as to rescue some American civilians who were overseas. Those guys, some of them started displaying symptoms of coronavirus. They all were quarantined, and they started running out of food and supplies. So the first thing that I asked our guys to do is throw open the doors of our warehouse, and whatever was in there, package it up and get it over to Travis Air Force Base as soon as possible. And luckily, we were able to do that because some of the fellow soldiers at Travis brought in trucks and helped us pack, and Girl Scouts and other volunteers in the community did the same thing. And it was an amazing response. But as a result, the cupboards are bare now, Larry, and we don't have anything to send to our troops who are overseas. And as you mentioned, the need is incredibly high right now as these soldiers face 105, 110, 115 degree temperatures in the desert of Afghanistan and Iraq.
$100 sends four. $1,000 in would send 40 soldier care packs. And for the real special person who is a Dennis Prager or Larry Elder fan, we have the Dennis Prager, Larry Elder pack. Each one is $5,000. And for that $5,000 gift, 200 soldier care packs would be on their way either way. And let's say if it's the Dennis Prager pack, you get to sit in studio with Dennis for an hour of his show and then have lunch with Dennis Prager. Or sit into an hour of Larry Elder's show, hear his show in person, and have lunch with Larry. What a very special package, and we hope We hope there's someone listening right now who's a super fan, who has the resources, who can step up and do that. 833, the number 2, Troops, or AM870TheAnswer.com. Melanie, give what you can for everybody else, right? Because it all really helps. It basically, $25 is a care pack, and much of the resources actually go toward postage, because as much as you'd think the government would be for sending care packs, they make you guys pay, don't they?
Absolutely. That is the single biggest cost factor for our organization, our charity organization, which, by the way, has some of the very highest charity ratings in the country. The GuideStar, which rates charities, military charities, has given us a platinum rating. Smile Amazon is part of our program. We're one of the best small charities in the country. Let me just tell you, read to you a little bit from a letter from a troop who is stationed in Afghanistan who got one of our care packages and wrote us back and said, "Dear team, thank you so much for everything that you're doing to support us deployed forward. Your dedication is much appreciated. The team really enjoyed the Girl Scout cookies and the candy. I don't think that they'll do without today. Mail is the most absolute best part of my day, and it really helps me to get through my daily 12-hour shift and brighten everyone's mood. So thank you, Petty Officer Carrie from Kabul, Afghanistan." This is the kind of thing that we really strive for, that personal connection with a troop member who's overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan or whatever hotspot, or even right here closer to home where troops might be stationed in, during this coronavirus pandemic. These people get a connection from us because you write to them. That's the beauty of our program. We do all the work. You get to write the letter, and then they get the result. And it's a win-win-win all the way around.
Let me give the number again, 833, the number 2, and the word troops, 833-287-6677, or at the website, am870theanswer.com. There's so many choices, so many different packages. They've got canine packs that you can select that get the goodies, the care packs, over to the canine handler. And I understand, Melanie, what's in the canine packs? There's some special treats in there as well. Explain.
Oh, there's all kinds of special treats in here for our canine program. For the dogs, they're highly trained, of course, and they're very instrumental in sniffing out the IEDs, the bomb-making materials, the patrolling, and the standing guard. And it's very dangerous, just as dangerous for a soldier as it is for a canine. And it just makes me so proud of everybody in your audience, Larry, and everything that your station and you do personally, and Larry Elder and Dennis Prager. It just warms my heart to know that people in the Southland in California care so deeply about our troops and have for a very long time. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to everybody who's donated in the past. And if you can do it again, we would be even more grateful this year than in previous years.
Melanie Morgan, we're out of time. Thank you so much for our listeners. 833, the number 2, Troops. Or online at am870theanswer.com. Can we challenge you to go to the phones? Thank you, Melanie.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM870 The Answer.